You know, we're back kind of in the living waters, not kind of, we are in the living waters. We're back in this series again, and we have a whole series on this called The Blessing That Is in the Water. I encourage you to listen to that. Already the Lord's been bringing some new revelation to it. This is something I've really wanted to preach, minister for a long time. You can go to Genesis chapter 24. Glory to God, there's so much revelation concerning the living waters. God's been using water for a very long time. Amen. You know, the whole earth came out of water. You came out of water. God doesn't do anything unless he brings it out of the water first. Everything that's creative, everything that's brand new, everything that grows, everything that multiplies, everything that increases must come out of the water. And here's a great revelation for you. You haven't got this yet. If you're in a wilderness and a desert place and have been there a long time, there's a very easy cure for the wilderness. All you have to do is find water. As soon as you find water, your desert's over. Because it's an impossibility to have a desert land when there's water. Amen? Immediately an oasis is going to spring forth. So all you really have to do is find water. If you've been in a desert a very, very long time, it's because you haven't had water in a very, very, very long time. Amen? And we have to prime the pump and the wells of living water and get them flowing. Glory to God. So today, we're going to look at Isaac and his future bride. And Abraham is going to send out his servant to find Isaac. Now, when we look at this today, we're looking at this in the light of Christ, because Isaac was a foreshadowing. He was the promised son. And Isaac was foreshadowing type of Christ. And his bride, Rebecca, is a type of the bride of Christ. And so I want to look at this in great detail, because there's a lot of detail here when we're looking at this. Abraham's going to send out his chief servant, Eleazar, to go find the bride. And there's so much revelation here. So we're going to dive in Genesis chapter 24, verse 1. Abraham was old and well stricken in age. Abraham represents the father, and he's sending out his servants to find the bride that's going to rule and reign with Isaac. Amen. Now, Isaac is Christ. In reality, we are that bride. God's looking for that bride again. He wants to raise that bride up again. The bridal company of God. I know, ladies, if you can be a son of God, men, we can be a bride. You know how that works? I don't know, but that's the way God calls us. We're his bride. You understand that? Hallelujah. But God's looking for the bridal company of the last day. He's going to adorn her with the gold of Ophir, and she will stand with the king at the right hand of God. And Abraham was old and well stricken in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. And Abraham said unto his elder servant of his house, this is Eleazar, that ruled over all that he had. He was a chief steward. He said, I pray thee, put thy hand under my thigh, and I will make thee swear by the Lord, the God of heaven, the God of the earth, that thou will not take a wife unto my son of the daughters of the Canaanites, among whom I dwell. Now, they were in the land of Canaan, and they had already come out of Haran. And he's telling his servant, now, you're going to go back to our original land. In other words, go to the land of the Gentiles to find this bride. Amen. And so, when thou shalt go unto my country and my kindred, take a wife unto my son Isaac. Now, here's something very interesting. It says, verse 5, and the servant said unto him, peradventure the woman will not be willing to follow unto me into this land. Must I need bring thy son again unto the land from which you came? And Abraham said, beware that thou bring not my son here thither again. And what he's saying is this, he's sending out his servant to go find this bride. And the servant said, now look, if I go find this bride in Haran, in your original country, and she's not willing to come and be with your son where he is, can I get your son to go where she is? And he said, no, the bride of my son is going to have to come to be where he is. And there's a huge mystery there. Now, God will come to us to save us. But once we're saved, it's always drawing to where I am. There shall my servant be also. Come unto me, all that thirst. Oh, all that thirst, come to the waters. If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. All that labor and heavy laden, let him come unto me. It's always come to where I am. Say, where I am, there shall my servant be also. God will come to you in salvation, but from that point on, we're called to follow him where he is. And he said, if she won't come, she won't do. She got to come to where my son is. She got to be with me where I am. She got to be willing to follow. A lot of people are willing to give their life, but they want to stay where they are. They want their life. They want their cake. They want the world. But they don't want to follow. And to follow means consecration, to come out from where you are. Come out from among them and be you separate, saith the Lord. You want to come out and be with me where I am. That's why there's always a draw. There's always a pull. Once you get saved, you can never be happy where you are. You got to be where he is now. I mean, when I was first saved, man, I went back to the nightclubs. I'm like, whoa, I can hang out at 4 o'clock in the morning. No problem. I walk back up in there. I'm like, oh. All those people say, what is wrong with you? I'm going, oh. Man, I had one after another show up my house and said, what is wrong with you? I'm like, I can't do this anymore. It had to come out and leave it all. Amen. Been following ever since. Glory to God. You can follow him geographically and you can follow him in spirit. He said, if you continue in my word, then you'll know the truth and the truth will set you free. His word will always bring you into a higher and higher land. Hallelujah. You can follow him in his word. The Holy Spirit will reveal the paths of God through his word. We know the future because it's been shown to us by his word. If you don't have a compass of where you're going, then you're stuck. If you're stuck with just you, yourself, and you, you're in trouble. Because your soul cannot manufacture a deliverance. You want to come out from where you are. And the word, to continue in his word, we got to be with him where he is. Amen. Oh, that's awesome. Hallelujah. In verse 9, and the servant put his hand under the thigh of Abraham, his master, and swear to him concerning the matter. Verse 10, very powerful verse. It said, and the servant took 10 camels of the camels of his master. Now notice, if you're a servant, you can also be a bride, but you can also be a servant. And a servant will stand next to the groom. He's going to do the bidding of the groom. He's going to help the groom out. He's going to go find the bride. He's going to go equip the bride. He's going to go get the bride and bring the bride to where he is. That's some of our calling, hallelujah, to equip and to bring God's bride up to where he is, dwelling in the right hand of God, hallelujah. Somebody say amen. And so his servant took 10 camels, now notice this, and departed. Oh, I love this verse right here, because here's what God promises to those that will stand next to the groom, the friend. See, we're the friend of the bridegroom. We're the friend of the bridegroom. We're his friend. We're the one there helping him out. Hallelujah. For all the goods of his master were in his hand. Though he was a servant, though he was a son, though he's a friend, all the goods of the master were with him. When you're in kingdom business, doing the bidding of the Father, all of this was orchestrated by the Father, by the way. Go get my bride. Go get my son's bride. Go find her wherever she lives, wherever she's at, find her and bring her to my son. And all that I have, I'll make available to you. See, when you get in line with kingdom business, the wealth will begin to flow. The provision will begin to flow. The increase will begin to flow because God will make sure you have more than abundance. And Abraham was a very wealthy man. He said, all that I have, I'll give to you. Just go get her. That's how much she was worth to the Father. Amen. I love that. In verse Genesis 24:40 says this, and he said unto me, this is the servant when he prayed, the Lord whom I walk will send his angel with thee and prosper thy way. Not only was the Father sending all the goods, sent 10 camels, and we'll get into the 10 camels later because that's huge. But he said, I'm going to send my angels too. God's going to give you all the help you need. When these evangelism teams go out, God's going to give you all that you need. The angels of the Lord will go before you. The angels of the Lord will be with you and accompany you. The angels of the Lord will walk in and amongst us, hallelujah, ministering flames of fire, glory to God. All that the Father has is at our disposal when we're in alignment with the wisdom and the purposes of God. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Isn't that good? Now notice this. I'll tell you, verse 10 is loaded. It's loaded. Did I tell you it's loaded? And the servant took 10 camels, the camels of his master, and departed. For all the goods of the master was in his hand. And he arose and he went to Mesopotamia. He went to Mesopotamia. Did I say that right? Mesopotamia. It's all good in Texas. In Texas, you can call it Mesopotamia or Mesopotamia. Ain't that right, y'all? Glory to God forever. But regardless of how you say it, I want to know what it means. Amen. He said, Smith Wigglesworth, he couldn't always pronounce it right because his accent. He goes, well, did you understand it? As long as you understood it, that's all that mattered. Do you know what Mesopotamia means? It means to dwell between two rivers. This bride, she's a very special kind of bride because she's dwelling between two waters. Out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. You remember as the waters broke out of Ezekiel 47, what happened? Waters flowed to the Great Sea. Water flowed to the Dead Sea. He said half of them went to the Great Sea of Commerce. Half of them went to the Dead Sea of humanity. See, the bride dwells between the two rivers because she's what we're called around here. If you understand this, a king, priest, bride. She's dwelling in the midst of the king, priest, government. You're going to have to find her there. She's in the midst of the two waters. Amen. There's a very special bridal company being raised up in this last hour. It's called the apostolic king, priest, government. However you want to say it. The two olive trees, the two waters, the Melchizedek government. If you don't know what I'm talking about, start listening. Hallelujah forever. She's dwelling in those waters. That's where you're going to find her. Amen. I like that. Genesis 24:12. And he said, oh Lord, God of my master, Abraham, I pray. He's on a mission. So when you're on a mission, you pray, God will answer. When you're on a mission, God's going to give you direction. God's going to give you insight. He's not going to leave you to just go. Can you imagine the father saying, now go get my bride. Just go find her somewhere. No, he gives a very specific instruction. Gives provision, sends his angels. He tells her where she's at. You're going to find her between the two waters. Hallelujah. God's going to give him specific instruction. He's going to get even more specific. Hallelujah. He said, oh Lord, God of my master Abraham, I pray thee send me good speed this day, verse 12, and show kindness unto my master Abraham. Behold, I stand here. Oh, here we go. Not only is she dwelling between the two waters, but she's going to be at the well. This bride's going to come to the waters. This bride has a natural instinct to come to the living waters. That is her qualification. She got to come to the waters. Not only did he have to go where God said to go, but she had to be where God said she would be. She had to instinctively be around the living waters. She had to know how to draw that water. We're going to get out in a minute. Oh, hallelujah. Behold, I stand here by the well of water. And the daughters of the men of the city come out to draw water. So I'm going to stand here by this well. Father, bring that bride to this well. See, the bridal company is not going to be outside of the living waters. The bridal company, the last day, you mark it well. The living waters are going to flow with the bridal company of this last day and this last hour. The apostolic bridal company will be around the waters. They'll be full of water, and they have an instinctive ability to draw water. They know how to pull the water up. Hallelujah. They know how to draw it. And their servants. There's such qualifications. See, God's looking for this type of bridal company that understands going to be with him where he is, that's willing to forsake all to follow. There's so many things Rebecca did. There's so many things that qualified her. But one of the great things that qualified her is she knew how to be where the water was. She knew how to draw the water, serve the water, and she knew how to forsake all to follow him. Oh, hallelujah. Genesis 24, verse 14, and it came to pass. Now she's there between the two rivers, and now she's at the well. She is positioned. You see the divine position between the two waters of the king, priest, government, at the well of water. The waters that I will give you, it's the same. You know, it's that well, that woman that came at that well. In John 4, he goes, look, in the living waters I'm going to give you, they're going to be a wellspring of water in you. It's going to spring up, well up, and bubble up. continually with eternal life. I mean, my God, every one of us in this place have that wellspring within us. Every one of us have that living waters. And how few of us actually have that kind of fountain flowing through us. But it's there. It's in us. And we're going to get that flowing in this last hour. Amen. And it came to pass that the damsel whom do I shall say. Now, watch this. The servant's going to have very specific instruction here. Val, he's going to qualify this bride. Is just going to have to follow the Lord. She's going to have to instinctively follow the Lord. And the damsel to whom I shall say, verse 14, let down thy pitcher. I pray thee that I may drink. And she shall say. Now he's telling, Lord, now when we get this bride, I'm going to ask her to let down her pitcher to give me a drink. But then she's going to say this. And she shall drink. And then I will give thy camels drink also. And not the same be thou that departed for thy servant Isaac. You don't think that's a very big deal. All she's saying is, look, now remember how many camels? 10 camels. That's an important figure here. Do you have any idea how much a camel drinks in one setting? I'm going to tell you here in a minute. But he's saying, he goes, look, now when this bride comes, I'm going to say, give me a drink. So first thing she's going to do is willing to serve. But then she's going to say to me of her own free will and her own volition, she's going to say, oh, not only will I give you to drink, you see the servant's heart here, but let me water all your camels too. That's a whole lot of water. Because an average camel will drink, are you ready for this? One day in one setting, 30 gallons of water. She's going to offer of her own free will to draw up 300 gallons of water. And I'm not even going to ask her to water my camels. It's hard enough to get somebody just to serve in the church. Who's going to water the camels? Who's going to go that far? Sometimes we can't even get them to show up. Could you imagine if somebody come in and not only am I going to show up, can I water all 10? I'm willing to draw up 300 gallons. She says, that's the one right there. That's the one I'm looking for. The one that can draw that kind of water. Not only can draw the water, the one that's willing to draw that water. One that's going to willing from her own heart to draw it and serve it. And she doesn't even know me yet. But she doesn't even know that that kind of woman, she's aligned to be the bride of the master, hallelujah, that's going to inherit all of Abraham's house. All the father has is mine. All that the father has was Isaac's. She's going to get a free inheritance. And all she has to do is draw some water. But not some water. She's going to have to draw a lot of water. And she's going to have to be able to serve that water. Who is willing to do that? 65-gallon bucket. They carried a 5-gallon bucket. Chuck's working the math here. That's 60 trips to the well. And nobody even asked her. So he put that out. Because she had to be qualified. She wasn't a regular bride. That's what God's looking for in this last hour. Those that can draw the water out of the wells of salvation. The Bible says he clave the rock in the wilderness. And he gave them drink out of the great depths. He brought streams out of the rock. And caused waters to flow down like rivers. See that rock that they drank of, according to 1 Corinthians 10, was Christ. And that rock that they drank of is inside you. It's the same wellspring that Christ prophesied to the woman at the well, that out of your belly it's going to bring forth a spring of water. And then Christ himself says, out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. One of the reasons why we're in the position we're in, if we're in a wilderness and we're one desert after another, is because we have not touched the living waters of heaven. Because when you get living waters flowing, when you get the waters flowing, there's going to be immediate growth. There's going to be development. There's going to be increase. And there's going to be fruit and multiplication, because that's what water does. Listen to this scripture, Isaiah 41, verse 17. When the poor and needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake you. He's not going to forsake you. Husbands, wives, businessmen, he's not going to forsake you. But listen, if your business is dried up, you need water. You need something beyond yourself, beyond your human sufficiency. You need water from heaven. The waters from heaven is going to bring increase. Listen to this. He says, I will open rivers in high places and fountains in the midst of your valleys. Isn't that good? Open a river in high places. I will make your wilderness a pool of water. Oh, I like that. In your dry lands, springs of water. Look at that wilderness becoming a pool of water. Glory to God. Your dry lands, springs of water. Waters that fail not. Amen. Waters of increase. Psalm 65, the Lord visiteth the earth and watereth it. He visiteth your life. He visits your home. He visits your ministry. He visits your soul. He'll visit your finances and he'll water you. Boy, I see the Spirit of the Lord moving in the waters right now. But he'll greatly enricheth you with a river of God that's full of water. He prepares you corn when he has so provided for it. He watereth your ridges abundantly and he settles your furrows. See, he's planting now. He's making your ground soft with showers. He's got to soften everything with the waters. He's going to have to soften, making everything pliable. He makes everything pliable in the living waters. You're getting ready for growth and development. See, you are a garden. If you're hard, if the heart's hard, nothing's going to grow in a hardened heart. You're cracked and dry. You got to let the water soften you. Let the waters soften you. Make your ground soft. He'll bless the springing thereof. See, if you'll just see your life like a garden, God is the original. He's the original gardener. He made man to tend the garden, of your heart. If your heart has not had water in a long time, how do you expect anything to grow? Things are going to grow out of the living waters. He plants seed and he's going to water it. He's going to crown your year with goodness. And your paths are going to drop fatness. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God. Therefore I place my trust under the shadow of your wings. We set our trust under the shadow of your wings, Lord. We set our trust under you. This whole congregation, we just move under the shadow of your wings right now. Prophetically, we all move as one under the shadow of your wings right now. We're abundantly satisfied with the fatness of your house. Oh, you maketh us to drink of the river of your pleasures. We drink of the living waters. Right now, just drink right now. Just drink of the wells. Just drink as the bride draw the waters up from the wells of salvation. Oh, abundantly satisfied with the fatness of your house. We drink of the river of your pleasure. The word pleasure is Eden. We drink of those waters of Eden, for with thee is that fountain. With you is the fountain of life. Our wilderness and our solitary place has been turned to gladness. Our desert shall rejoice this day and blossom as the rose. It shall blossom abundantly, even with joy and singing. For the glory of Lebanon has been given unto us, and the excellency of Carmel and Sharon. We see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God. For the eyes of the blind will see, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. For the lame will leap about as the deer, as the roe, as the hart. And the tongue of the dumb will sing again. For in the wilderness the waters will break out. And streams in the desert. Your parched land shall become a pool. And your dry lands will become springs of water. Oh, Father, let the waters open the rock again and let the waters gush out. Open the rock, cleave the rock again, Lord, and give us drink out of the great depths. Bring forth streams out of the rock. Let your waters run down like rivers. For you turneth our rock into a standing fountain of water. Stand up, O fountain within us. You turn our rock into standing water and our flint into a fountain of water. Stand up, O fountain. Stand up from this church. O rock, stand up into a fountain of living waters. The apostolic king-priest government may release into the world
For out of our belly will flow rivers of living water. Activate, Holy Spirit, the waters this day. Activate the waters in this place. Activate. Draw up the waters. Holy Spirit, you're our servant. You're our helper. You're our comforter. Help us draw the waters. The bride, help us draw up. The 300 gallons, help us draw it all up to water. Help us draw the waters of life. Help us draw, for it is finished. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. You give unto us that is a thirst of the fountain of the waters of life freely. We thirst, Lord. Let the waters flow in this place today. Let it release all in this place. We draw the wells from the wells of salvation right now. If you're just in the Spirit, He's breaking the rocks open. He's opening the rock. There is a river, the streams whereof make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. Holy Spirit is in this place to open the wells of salvation this day. To open at the rock and let the waters come forth again. To open the rock, for our soul is a watered garden and we will not sorrow. We will not sorrow anymore at all. Our soul is a watered garden. We will not sorrow anymore at all. Saturate the heart of this congregation. Saturate the soul of this congregation. Saturate us in the living waters. Saturate us all.